I want to start with some halachas of sukkah, specifically about binyan sukkah. People are starting to build the sukkahs already, or soon. Many times the bachurim are actually building the sukkahs as chassadim for people. They should be familiar with the halachas of binyan sukkah. Let's talk about some of the halachas of binyan sukkah. So obviously there are two parts. The primary part of the sukkah is the schach. The sukkah is nikra, the sukkah al-shem, the schach. But there's also has to be defanas. The halacha is there has to be defanas, and you have to build a remosa. You have to build the defanas first. There's a halacha of tasa l'menosa. The defanas have to be done first, and then you put the schach on top. So a person would have a support for his schach, which is independent of the walls. He says, no problem. I'll put up the support, and then I'll put the schach up. Now I'll go back and do the walls later on. That would not be acceptable. So a person, let's say, has a canvas sukkah, which has a metal frame, it's theoretically possible to put the schach on top without putting the walls up yet. So that would be considered a problem of tasa l'menosa. He has to put the walls first. Let's say a person put up the sukkah in the proper order, walls and then schach, and then something happened to the walls. The schach is still standing, the schach is still fine, but the walls have in some way been undermined and they're not kosher right now. And you go and fix the walls. All right, now you have a problem. Tassel b'nosi. That's not a problem. If the original binyan of the sukkah, the order was walls, and then the schach, the fact that later on it's going to be switched from now, the schach is already there without the walls, and you're rebuilding the walls, is acceptable. So that's that. So there, since the order is tefanis and then schach, at least in the beginning of the process of binyan, so we're going to focus first on the lachas of the tefanis, and then we'll talk about the lachas of the schach. The first point is the walls have to be Ivan Baruch Matsuya. The walls have to be strong enough to be able to withstand an average wind. The average wind means in the place that you live. If you happen to live in the Arctic and there's a lot of very strong winds over there, that's a different definition of Ruach Matsuya. That wouldn't be considered Ruach Matsuya in the place that you live if you live in a nice, gentle climate. So whatever the Ruach Matsuya is, the walls have to be able to stand the Ruach Matsuya. What does it mean to be able to stand the Ruach Matsuya? It has to be, obviously means it can't fall down. What about if it's not going to fall down, but it's going to move? Is that considered Oymid Baruch Matsuya? I make a house, I make a building, I don't have the walls which move back and forth, they don't flap in the wind, that's not called Oymid Baruch Matsuya. So the Gabi Hilchus Erevin, the Gabi Hilchus Sukkah, a wall which is going to be moving back and forth in the wind, even though it's not going to fall down, if it would move in an average wind, if it cannot withstand even an average wind, it's going to be moving back and forth, that's going to be a problem if it's not called Oymid Baruch Matsuya. Is there any movement which is acceptable? Mishabura says no. Mishmura comes out that any movement at all is not acceptable, is considered a problem of not Oymid Baruch Matsuya. The Chazanish, the famous Chazanish is more makel on this point. He says if the movement is minimal, it's going to be acceptable. How do you define minimal? He says if the movement is less than 3 tvachim, it's going to move back and forth within a range of 3 tvachim, that's still called it standing. This is very relevant for the cloth canvas sukkahs, that the walls move in the winds. So according to Mishabura, that would be problematic. It would not be a kosher sukkah. You cannot sit in the sukkah. You would not be into the midst of a sukkah. Sitting in such a sukkah, you do not have walls. There are some solutions. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But according to the Chazon Ish, as long as the movement is minimal, it's not going to be problematic. Have a good morning.